This is Southwestern Trails, and I'm Eb Eberline. Whoa, the monsoons of August, and it's like living in Tampa here in Tucson. Oh, the humidity's been up, but let's head to the high country this week. Let's get up. There may even be some little snowbanks hiding in shady northeastern facing alcoves up in the high country. If we head over to New Mexico to the Gila country and the Mogollon Mountains, let's go to the high country today. And half the fun will be getting there. From Glenwood, New Mexico, go north on Highway 180, about 2.5 miles, and go east. That'll be a right-hand turn on the Bursum Road. That's B-U-R, Bursum. This road will turn to dirt after a bit and climb up into the mountains. And it'll follow along Silver Creek to the ghost town of Mogollon. Now, this is a destination in its own right. Probably a lot like what Jerome, Arizona was before it was discovered and rehabbed in the late 50s and the 60s. There's maybe about 60 folks living in Mogollon these days. So stop and maybe support the cafe and have lunch. But then know that you've got a good hour yet for those next miles, because the road is dirt. It's well-maintained dirt, but it's dirt. And climb up into the mountains till you get to Sandy Point. This will be the trailhead for trail number 182, the Crest Trail, which climbs slowly but steadily from about 9,000 feet up into the high country. I recommend Hummingbird Saddle as a place to camp, but know that the spring is about a mile and a half further on, so water up well before you get there, because you won't see water till the next morning. There's a number of summits here, Willow Mountain and Mogollon Baldy and Bear Wallow Mountain, all of them worth the time to check out. Do be prepared during monsoon for lightning. Know that when those clouds build, you need to be a little bit down off the summit to be safe. Oh, what beautiful country. I recommend at least 3 nights for this 9 miles in and back out. But that's because I like to have time to smell the wildflowers and maybe check out the elderberries if some of them are early. It's not called Bear Wallow for nothing. Make sure that you get your food well taken care of. Remember to wash your dishes at least 50 yards from your campsite when you're camping in bear country to avoid attracting their attention. So, looking forward to seeing you way up there above 10,000 feet elevation, enjoying the cool of southwestern high peaks. This has been Southwestern Trails with Eb Eberline.